I was on a conference call the other night. I forgot whose it was now. And they said something that really got my curiosity up. So today I went up to the local courthouse, and I walked in there, and a young lady standing behind the counter, and I said, "Hi, how you doing?" And she says, "I'm doing fine. What can I do for you?" I said, "I'd like a license application to get married." And she looked at me and said, "Who's the lucky girl?" So just to bust her chops, I said, "Well, how do you know it's a girl?" They all started laughing.
Oh, my God.
Anyway, I said, "Can I have a license application?" She looked at me kind of funny, a little strange, and she gave it to me, and I looked at it, and I said, "Yep, this is exactly what I want," and I left. At the very bottom of it, it says, "Any children born of this marriage will be property of the state of Maryland."
Yeah. Ah, and you have the evidence in hand.
Well, you know, this goes to show me what these people are saying across the country is true. This is how you give them the right to come in and steal your children. And then I understand they sell them, or they call it adoption. They sell them for $4,000 for the healthy ones and $2,000 for the sick ones. And this call I was on, I forgot whose call it was. But anyways, they came in and stole four children from somebody here in one of these states. And the next day, the sheriff or deputy sheriff brought one back and said, "Here, this one doesn't belong to us." And I'm scratching my head. What the hell is he talking about? And what happened was this one was born at home and no birth certificate, and his date of birth was put in the family Bible. So he had no birth certificate, no social security number, and he couldn't steal the kid. Isn't that amazing, Dave?
In this day and age. I mean, we're not talking some 50, 60, 70 years ago.
Right. But, my hat's off to that woman who had that child and didn't have it in the hospital and didn't get a birth certificate or an SS-5 form filled out. She just put it in the family Bible. I don't know who she is, but my hat's off to her.
Absolutely.